In a recent hit song, Russian President Vladimir Putin is asked to come to Macedonia and save the country from European Union, NATO and the United States. The song became a major hit during Macedonia's recent parliamentary election campaign and can be heard on local radio stations as well as social networks. Russia and the West have completely different agendas regarding the Balkans, says Janusz Bugajski from the Center for European Policy and Analysis in Washington.
Whereas European Union and NATO leaders would like to see every country eventually, once it qualifies, within the organization, within NATO, within the EU. Russia has the opposite objective. It wants to keep these countries outside of NATO, outside of the EU.
Bugajski says even if Russia cannot integrate the Balkan countries into Moscow-controlled organizations such as Eurasian Economic Union, it wants to see them neutral and to prevent NATO and EU enlargement. Former U.S. State Department official Paul Goebel agrees. Speaking via Skype, he said Moscow is doing everything it can to try to change opinion in the Balkans.
But I think that the efforts of Moscow to change the fundamental direction that the peoples of the Balkans have chosen up to now have largely failed, and I'm not as worried as many other people are.
Goebel says Europe's current migrant crisis is delaying integration efforts to the Balkans, adding that Europe is having so many problems of its own. It is going to be more difficult for new members to integrate.
There have been suggestions that one of the reasons the refugee flow into Europe has taken the shape it has is that Moscow has done what it could to promote that flow precisely to weaken the EU and therefore to be in a better position to have influence in the Balkans and elsewhere in Eastern Europe.
Opinion polls show Russian influence is gaining strength in the Balkans, with one survey in Serbia, Ipsos, showing 72% of the population having a favorable view of Russia and its institutions. Jane Bojagijevski, VOA News, Washington.